This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, good morning and happy race day, everybody. At 10:06, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we're going to podcast the show at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing, bringing awareness and funds to all the volunteer fire departments around the country. What a big show. Thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Tim Bryant standing by with Five Flag Speedway, the return of the Modifieds of the Mayhem Tour. This is amazing to see these guys, and what they're going to do, they have extended laps and reduced tickets, $10 and down. That's next week. The Modifieds and Sportsmen will have extra laps. And also, by the way, the deadline is coming up to renew the Snowball Derby ticket, so stand by. Bill Roth is also going to be here. Two big nights of racing over at Sunny South Raceway today and tomorrow, and they've got the regional qualifiers racing the Legends, Bandos for Inex. And if you're not familiar with where this track is, it's about 6 miles past Mobile International Speedway. And the best part is, man, it's a little boring. You're really going to like it. NASCAR Ron is also going to join us. He's got a big night of racing over at Flemington, the 4th of July shootout. Listen to this. Late models, street stocks, pro stocks, and vintage, all $1,000 to win, and $400 for the tuners. They've got huge trophies and also fireworks show. That's Monday, July 4th. And then you talk about fireworks. NBC's Dustin Long is going to be back here with us, and this is going to be big. What a night last night. They had Wreckfest, and there's a lot of people that were upset about some of the calls. And then you talk about Darrell Wallace Jr., who's here from Mobile, Alabama. Boy, he went on there and just kind of slammed NASCAR about some of the calls that were made. And they were going to talk about Eric Amarola winning. He's technically his first race, he says, in Xfinity. And how about those right rear tires blowing left and right? A lot to cover today. Tim Bryant standing by now with Five Flag Speedway and a coveted weekend. And you said you're going straight to the beach, right?
Well, I tell you what, it is a weekend off for us, and you know, when you describe some of the goings on at Daytona last night, why, it kind of makes me glad I'm not involved in racing this weekend, because certainly some of those issues are things that we face, you know, on the short track level as well. But congratulations to Eric Amarola, who, by the way, competed in a Snowball Derby and an open wheel modified.
Oh, wow. Hey, today we're doing something different on Facebook. If you guys go online and listen and just type in Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G. We're live. We're doing that live Facebook. I've had a lot of people asking questions already. So Greg Summer asked, what's your comments on Winchester Speedway? And is it truly the fastest half-mile racetrack? Tim, I'm just going to throw that out to you.
Well, you know what? The Winchester 400 is coming up the second weekend of October. And I think we ought to get up a group trip from the Gulf Coast to go up there and experience it for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I never drove on Winchester, but I understand it's quite a thrill, and some drivers are intimidated by it. It's high-banked, and it's very fast, and you know, they have some great racing up there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the great racing returning, Modifieds, and man, you've got it again. This is a great idea what you did with the open wheel Modifieds. It's the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour, and along the Gulf Coast, we had some just one of those classes. It seemed like it was kind of not dying down, but it was kind of slower. And now, look what you've done. And let's talk about the race and what you've got coming on. You've even lowered the prices.
Well, certainly the Modifieds is a division that's evolved, much like some others do, into you know, full-fledged hot rods. And, you know, we've got some great Modified racers on the Gulf Coast, so we were needing bigger events. It just wasn't fair to those guys to be a secondary event on a race night, you know, when a lot of nights we'd run them with late models or whatever, and, you know, they'd run a 25-lap feature, and it just wasn't fair to those guys because, you know, with where that class has come, they deserve to be the featured attraction, and that's what we've made them, with the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour. So next Friday night, Donald Crocker, I think, comes in as the guy to beat. He's the most recent winner. But Donnie Hamrick, we know how well he runs at Pensacola, and, of course, his teammate Adam Crawford looking for his first win over there, and a host of others. Jeff Letson, a Northern Alabama driver, comes in as a points leader for the Modified of Mayhem Tour. You know, we're expecting a good field of cars, and man, we love to watch them pavement pounders go around there.
Pavement pounders, I love that. Hey, you also see on your Facebook, or I'm sorry, not the Facebook, but the website, fiveflagspeedway.com, the deadline is approaching for Snowball Derby ticket renewal, so that's huge, and it's hard to believe. What, you're like 5 months away?
Well, I tell you, we're in the final month of renewals. It started in April, and, you know, what the renewal process involves is those folks that had reserved these tickets last year can renew them up until August 1st. We're holding those tickets in their name until August 1st at that time. And along with that, they can also, when they renew those tickets, request an upgrade if they want to go up or over or whatever. And with no promises, when the ticket renewals are done, we spend a couple of weeks processing those upgrades on a first-come, first-served basis as the ticket orders came in. And then on August the 17th, the remaining seats will go on sale for what this year will be the 49th Annual Snowball Derby, December 1st through the 4th. So ticket sales have been very good, probably above pace from where they've ever been before. And, you know, I think it's just testament to what everyone involved has made that event.
Well, and like you said, if you've never been to the Snowball Derby, it is it has a NASCAR feel. You walk in, you get the hair rises on your arms, and it's just an incredible experience. And that's how I feel every time I come race at Five Flag Speedway, though. You know?
Well, we certainly like to hear that. And, you know, back to next Friday night, in addition to our Modified Mayhem Tour, I want to make mention a special race for the Sportsman Division. We're reaching out to everybody that has a sportsman car, and the more cars we get, the more money we're going to pay. So looking forward, it's going to be a minimum of a 35-lap race. It could possibly even be a 50, depending on car count. So hoping to see a good sportsman race next Friday night as well, along with Super Stocks. Yeah. And we've got a decent field of Super Stocks committed to race next Friday night. And, of course, our Bomber Division has been creating some of the most exciting racing we've had in a long time right here on the Gold Coast.
We got to talk about that for a minute. You know, there's a lot of smack talk. It's all come from websites and stories. Mobile guys saying the guys from Pensacola aren't working on their cars now. The Pensacola guy says, "Oh, those Mobile guys are bending the rule books," and you know, you don't know which way to go. I do see that you know, Balcom has got an extra car back. I think they call it the Terminator. So I expect to see a lot of action and drama coming back with the Bombers again, and that sucks, because my car will be fixed and I don't want to be a part of it.
Well, you know what? Hopefully you'll be a part of some good side-by-side.
Exactly.
Races. And guys, I think, honestly, rivalries are good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, respect is of the utmost importance. And I think there is some respect there. And nobody wants to tear up their cars.
No.
Talk is cheap, but fixing cars is not. So let's just hope they're talking the talk. And when it comes down to it, you know, the racing will be hard but clean.
Yeah, Deep South Cranes Blizzard number 3 race coming up Friday, July 22nd. Again, these are the cars that we're talking about with the Snowball Derby. What kind of entries are we looking at, and what do you expect to see?
Well, going to have a good field of cars for that super late model race. David Gilliland Racing, they brought Rafael Lessard to our last event for the first time ever. He's a winner on the East Coast over there, young driver. This time, David Gilliland Racing bringing three cars to the Blizzard race. It'll be the Surf 125. It's a company in Pensacola that works some shutdown processes. Anyway, they've come on board to help sponsor a race. And more than anything, they're sponsoring a race to bring out all their employees. And you know, we always like to see that. But nevertheless, that race I believe will bring a good field of cars, because you know what? It's only one of two left during the regular season, and guys are already thinking, as you mentioned earlier, about the Snowball Derby.
Well, and, you know, I want to mention Mobile International Speedway again. You know, we're doing a limited amount of schedules of races out there, but we have a good one coming up, man, and I can't wait. We're going to have our last two races there. We're going to bring the Bombers, Pro Trucks, everything we got from Kane Motorsports. July 30th, the Pro Late Models. You've got also the Pro Trucks, the Bombers, and Sportsmen, and that's really going to be a test for a lot of folks coming up for August 20th, and that's the Mobile Sports Authority 150 Southern Super Series race.
I'm telling you, we're gonna have two more races at MIS this year, and they're both gonna be bang up events. And by the way, congratulations to our two winners in the Pro Late Model races last year: one Casey Roderick, and of course JJ Day, who just
made a
tremendous moment for all of Mobile short track racing by winning that second race. And you know, he went into it with a little bit of advantage, nothing done on his part by you know, he had a mechanical failure in the first race, so he had a little bit of an edge in the second race, but drove a masterful race. And I think even the drivers that were outrun by him were pretty impressed. But that being said, the format has changed.
Yep.
Our radio station, KSJ, has come on board to help sponsor the July 30th race. So instead of Twin 50s, it's going to be a 95-lap race.
Ooh.
So that's something we're really looking forward to. And as you said, guys are thinking about the Lee Fields Memorial already, too.
Well, if we want to get those tickets for Five Flags Speedway and the Snowball Derby, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, all the ticketing information, pricing, seating charts, what have you, is on our website, fiveflagspeedway.com. We're manning the ticket office every day, 9 to 5. This week it'll be Tuesday through Friday. And even on race day, we have someone in there processing Snowball Derby ticket orders. So, again, we got till August 1st to renew what you had from last year. August 17th, they'll go on sale to the general public.
All right. Well, Tim, we appreciate it. I hope you have a blessed, happy 4th of July. Real quick, let me just ask a question. You know, Five Flags Speedway has been a great partner with a lot of the military in this area. Obviously, the Navy and everything like that, with what we do with the Blue Angels. And take a quick second as a track promoter. What does it mean for the military being in Pensacola and what you guys do for them? Because you always have discounted prices, and we always welcome in, and it's great to see them at the track.
Well, I tell you, there's just no way we could ever repay for what those young men and women in the military do for us and for our freedoms. And, you know, it's a small token of our appreciation. In our last event, we let active duty military in the gate for free. And, of course, we can't do that every time as much as we would like to. But we're continuously looking for ways that we can say thank you. And, of course, you know, this weekend as we celebrate our independence, we certainly have all of those people in our thoughts, and you know, we just couldn't be more proud to be in an area with so much military presence. And I mean, it just when they play the Star Spangled Banner this time of year, and every time, but even more so this time of year, it certainly makes you proud to be an American.
Oh, that's a way to put it. Well, Tim, you have a blessed holiday, enjoy, and we'll see you next Friday.
We can't wait. Enjoy your holiday.
All right, there you go. Tim Bryant with Five Flags Speedway, and again, helping out with Mobile International Speedway. Lots of still come. Hang on, a big night of racing. Bill Roth is going to be there with Sunny South Raceway. Jimbo Myers already putting it out there. Jason Huffman, he says, going to head to Victory Lane tonight in the Myers Motorsports 357. They're already smack talking. Hang on, guys. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And we race to bring awareness and funds to volunteer fire departments all around the country. We've got some of those guys listening. Today, we're live on Facebook. You know how you can do that live video thing? Go to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G. You can see the video. Join us. And if you have questions for some of the folks that are going to be on, we can take care of that. NASCAR Ron is standing by. And he's got the big July 4th shootout out coming up Monday night. Late models, street stocks, pure stocks, and vintage, all $1,000 to win. So they're throwing out the money in that class, and Dustin Long with NBC has a lot to talk about with Daytona, from last night's Wreckfest to what we expect tonight. Now, tonight, I don't expect any Wreckfest, but a lot of cars. We were just talking off the air with Bill Roth, Sunny South Raceway. Double night, double weekend racing, I should say, and man, they're throwing some money out at Sunny South Raceway. Good morning.
They really are, and I just want everybody to know this is no longer my first rodeo. I am now
That's right.
a participant in Facebook Live.
Oh, you're on it. Oh, how about that?
Because of you, yeah.
Well, there you go. So Bill Roth is live with us now on Facebook Live. See, we're doing new things to try to get more fans, and it's working. We got people from Indiana, Oklahoma checking us out, so we appreciate it.
Welcome to all of them, and we're happy to tell you about racing here on the Gulf Coast.
Well, let's talk about it tonight. Sunny South Raceway. Let's talk about what this track used to be and where it's become. It used to be a dirt track, J&J Motor Speedway, and they had some great racing. There was a vision to build it into a mini Bristol. It's almost like our own private Bristol in our backyard. And I always say that Sunny South Raceway is training tomorrow's drivers today. But then we were just talking off the air, and I'm so excited. You have a major announcement about a driver who hasn't raced in a while, who's a fan favorite. It's going to be there tonight.
Well, I'm not his physician, and I'm not his manager, but I heard good sources. This is the phrase: 99% chance that Red Dog Reynolds will compete in his first sportsman race of the year tonight at Sunny South. He's just a terrific driver. More health bad news for him over the winter when he really broke the stew out of his leg. But evidently that is healed enough that he can get out there and compete with us tonight. So that happens. We're hopeful of it. And that just adds to what I think has been something really exciting for our, I call them the true grit divisions, the sportsmen and the bombers, the working class guys, the guys that work on the cars themselves, put way too much money and time in them.
That's
the reason we did the Highway 90 Challenge Series, because with the way the business plan was at Mobile International Speedway, they're only going to have six times to race. So yeah. Now in total there's 13. And, you know, guys like Mark Barnhill, who are just a mainstay in sportsman racing and currently leading the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman Points. Rusty Powell, who has made it his goal to win the Highway 90 Challenge Series for the Island Motors 2 Bombers, fell back to second now because this guy, Robert Loper, has won every checkered flag for Bombers at Sunny South. He is tough now. He's really tough. And he's tough on SmackDowns, too, because he and Robert Balcom over in Pensacola are the ones that you guys are talking about with the rivalry.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's bleeding into other drivers, and now it's almost become a 251-850 area code battle. And, you know, I got a funny feeling it's going to be a wreck fest. I hope not, because, gosh darn it, after a month off and being wrecked, we're going to be out there again next Friday. And, boy, I'm just saying, I'll throw a helmet, I swear.
now, that's the reason that you need to qualify really good so that the wreck happens behind you.
There you go.
So
there you
as go. Long as you can out-qualify Loper and Balcom,
thanks.
You're in good
thanks.
Shape.
Thanks a lot, bro. I appreciate that. Hey, 500 to win on Sunday with the Legends Pro Challenge, that's huge.
The regional status of these INEX divisions is going to make this a really big weekend for the Sunny South divisions. We talk about the Highway 90 Challenge Series and the big cars a lot, but they are doing such a good job with the, first of all, not just the INEX divisions, but the Mighty Mites, my favorite class, the Junior Champ Carts, and then the INEX divisions, the Bandoleros, the Outlaws and the Bandits, the Legends, and the Pro Challenge. And on Sunday, for the non-INEX divisions, for the Junior Champ Kids, $100 gift card to win.
Oh, well.
And for the Outlaws and the Bandits and the Bandolero division, because those are kids too, $100 gift card to win. But this is unbelievable. In the Legends division, and there's going to be a lot of visitors this weekend.
Yeah.
They're going to break them into three on Sunday. The regular Legends, the Young Lion, and the Pro Masters, $500 to win each one of them. And the Pro Challenge is $500 to win. And my favorite race tomorrow, I can tell you right now, is going to be the Precision Auto Glass Mini Stocks, who are going backwards.
That's crazy.
Right.
I know. I love that.
To win.
Gosh, that is going to be crazy. And I remember when I was running, actually, when we started running a Stinger, Robert Loper helped build my first Stinger. And we did that one race, and it was crazy because, you know, you set those cars up to go one way, and it just doesn't quite work the same way.
Well, all I can say about that is my experience in the Midwest, where figure eight racing is a big deal. They have to make left turns along with right turns. And what I saw from those guys setting their figure eight cars up, it's a whole different technology.
Well, what do you expect to see as far as car counts? Because I know at Sunny South Raceway now with the Bombers and the Sportsmen and what you've done with the Highway 90 Challenge Series, they're not racing over to Five Flags, and the way you guys have scheduled it, it's really the only place that they'll be racing this weekend.
Well, that's true, and we did that on purpose, and I know that was a good idea. But I got to say, you know, we're in true grit racing here. These are guys that have local families and everything. And I think there's going to be, I don't know of anybody, but I think there's going to be some 4th of July family plans that take precedence here. And also, it's hotter and blazes out there.
That's true.
It's really hot. So I expect our regulars. I expect our regulars, plus because I talked to them last week at Five Flags, a couple from Pensacola, and now we've added Red Dog Reynolds to it. It'll be a... On Sunny South, you know, a few cars makes a full field because the racing is always so close all the way around.
Well, and
but
also,
if we have time, Kane, there's one thing that's happened during the week that I want to mention today, and we will up until this event, but Debbie Okresic at Sunny South and muscular dystrophy raised a lot of money a few weeks ago, and that was all through the Bay Bears. And Sunny South and the Bay Bears have become really good partners.
They have. You've got something huge going on with the drivers, and this is awesome because it helps with sponsorships.
Yeah, here's the deal, and this is you need to come out and talk to Debbie Okresic tonight or call her. But on Wednesday, July the 20th, it's kind of Sunny South Raceway night, and the Sunny South drivers who have sold 5 or more Bay Bear tickets get to participate in a pregame parade of cars.
Wow.
The team that sells the most, somebody from that team throws out the first pitch that night. And, you know, we racing does a lot for charity, but the selling of these Bay Bears tickets is a charity for your race team because you sell the ticket and you get back some money for your race team from that.
That's amazing that the Bay Bears and Sunny South, and again, you know what I really enjoyed seeing is when Debbie and Wayne have come together, and you know, we still pray for Debbie, who's fighting breast cancer, and she's doing a great job with it, so God bless you, Debbie, and you keep up the strong work. There's a lot of people praying for you, and I know you're strong, but what they've done with this track, the way they've turned it around, it has blossomed.
It's special. It really is, and whether Bill Roth would have gone to Wayne Okresic over the winter to do this Highway 90 Challenge Series or not, they've done a great job. And I have to say about Debbie Okresic, a while ago she was a sick lady, but if you come out tonight or if you've been at Sunny South any night that the Okresics have run it, she's the hardest working person there. She's working more than me. She's working more than Wayne. She's all over the place. The fact that she was sick doesn't keep her from doing the job.
Well, you're right, and the thing is they have a passion for it. And you talk about their son. Look what he has been able to do.
Well, it's all of these things, and Wayne is a very successful businessman, so he gives the place as much time as he can. I have a radio career. I give the place as much time as I can. Ray Martin has a career. He gives the place as much time as he can, but between everybody doing as much as they can do and the right kind of attitude, I got to say, and a really good quarter-mile high bank short track, I got to say it really has come together.
Yeah, and I agree. Now, how do we find the track tonight? Sunny South Raceway, again, it's just past Mobile.
Yep, just go to Mobile International Speedway, get on Highway 90, go toward Mississippi, 5.6 miles, right-hand side.
There you go. Bill, I appreciate it. What time do the gates open today?
This afternoon, they open at 2.
Okay.
No practice, though, until 3:30. It's hotter than the Dickens out there, so practice is scheduled to be 3:30 to 5:30. Drivers meeting a quarter of 6. And then the Bombers and the Pro Challenger, the divisions qualifying tonight. The heat races will be after that, probably about a quarter of 7. Features right after that.
All right, there you go, Bill Roth. We appreciate you being part of the show, and happy 4th, brother.
Same to you.
All right, there you go, Bill Roth, with the Highway 90 Challenge Series, as well as Mobile, Five Flags, and this weekend, Sunny South Raceway. Still to come, we go on dirt tracking, and NASCAR Ron's got all the details on Flemington. What a crazy race it was last night at Daytona. I bet you we see the same tonight. Hang on. Show, it's Kane and Full Throttle Racing on FM Talk 106.5. Remember, later today we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, and of course that's my great friends and my teammates at United States Fire Department Racing, and these guys will bring funds and awareness to volunteer fire departments from all over the country. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Five Flag Speedway helping with the show. Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway did a great job. Also Bill Roth, and now we bring in NASCAR Ron. July 4th weekend means fireworks and dirt racing. That's what I'm thinking, and we got it now up at the Flemington area, getting ready for Monday night's 4th of July shootout. And NASCAR, Ron, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir.
Well, happy 4th of July.
Hit the right word this morning. You know, it's definitely good and warm outside. I've been out in it all morning working, and if you ain't got Gatorade and a bottle of water beside you, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and maybe a little suntan lotion if you're redhead like me. Hey, let's talk about, you know, we were just talking off the air. The 4th of July shootout is always a big event because you've now, not only is it like $1,000 almost every class, but now you've added more money to the late models. Talk about it.
Yes, Lord. You know, we draw quite a few drivers already in the Neesmith Street Stocks from Mississippi, and I was on the phone with some of them already, and Mike Bolin is one of them, and I'm hoping Mike Bolin will come up. He's not racing now, but he's got one of his boys racing, and he owns a fab race shop, you know. And well-known Bolin Performance.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking to have Mike Bolin here Monday evening. And we took and we sat back at it and thought, said, you know, you always take more money. The drivers always say, well, you know, if you pay more money, they'll come. Well, why don't you just come up with another $500, NASCAR, if you can get out there and hustle the streets. So I said, okay, all right, I'll get out there. So I got out there and beat the bushes starting Wednesday and was able to strike up some money, and it all come together. So we got $1,500 to win on our Crate Late Model show out here Monday night. We're looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about the track for fans that might not be familiar where it's at. What is it? I mean, you guys have been around for a long time. One of the longest operating tracks on the Gulf Coast.
Well, you know, we go back and you hear different reminiscences from different older drivers I've talked to. They say 1959, and then you got a couple of them that say 1958, so I don't know. But, you know, this little track here used to have old poles in the ground. They stuck old posts in the ground and went around the track and had old tires on it back years and years ago. I'd like to have seen it, but I didn't come back around until about 76. but the track's got a lot of history on it here. It's been the same size ever since till now. And we was talking about changing the track side and making this racetrack bigger. But, you know, it's got a lot of history to it. And I'm going to tell y'all what. Now, this ain't no joke. Because what I tell the drivers that complain about this racetrack, they said, my God, I have a time getting around this racetrack. Well, if you into racing, this is a driving ability racetrack.
That's true.
This is not speed. This is driving. So
you're telling me you used a brake pedal. You used a sissy pedal there. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. You got to use a little of the brake. But I'm going to tell you now, Kane, my Crate Late models have been known here, and this is no joke, for flat-footing the whole entire racetrack and holding it all the way on the flowboard and never lifting in the corners. I'm talking about flat-footing all the way around this racetrack.
That is so awesome, and I've seen it, and you're right, and you'll have a big field of those guys coming in. And beyond that, it's just a family, fun atmosphere over at Flemington Speedway, and you're going to have the fireworks, and you sent me a picture of the trophies. Those things are huge.
The picture of the trophies, I mean, you really can't look at it quite to break it down, but just to help you, the trophies are 5 foot tall. The first one is, the second one's 4 foot, and the third one's about 3 foot. And we widen them a little bit, and we always try to make our trophies different. And if you heard how much your trophy bill was, you would just have a complete heart attack.
Well, I tell you, there's a guy on our live Facebook. Again, you guys can listen today and ask him questions. Look us up at Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G, and we've got the audio going on. Paul P.J. McCrary wants to know, how big is the track, NASCAR, Ron?
You know, y'all always put me on the spot when I get asked that question, and you think I would know it. And I work with so different many racetracks. This is a, if I'm not mistaken, it's a half, ain't it? It's a half mile?
I believe so.
I want to swore it down. It's a half mile is how big this little racetrack is. This little racetrack here you can put it on the inside of Talladega Short Track if that helps you out.
Wow. Wow. And it is a bull ring, and it is so fun. You got a banking on it and stuff. And let's listen to it. You've got the late models, $1,500. You got street stocks for $1,000. Your pure stock, vintage are back at $1,000, which I love them. And I've had the Skyler Fleming asking about the tuners or the or what some people call stingers. You got $400 to win with them and the slingshots, and talk about what these little guys are.
Well, slingshots are still taking off. I got a gentleman coming from Mississippi that's going to be here Monday night, and his name's Alvin. And Alvin is real serious. He tells me that he has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in go-kart racing.
Wow.
And he tells me, he swears up and down, that he's going to buy one of these slingshots for his boy. And which I'm all excited. I still got three left in the shop. And because we're the ones who are selling these cars here on the Gulf Coast, if you got any questions, you go to our website, you get the telephone numbers off FullertonSpeedway.com, or check us out on Facebook and get the telephone number and you can contact us. But slingshots are really taking off. It's affordable for the kids. You know, you can take tires. Everybody always talks about tires in race car business. You know, these golf cart tires that these slingshots run, Kane, will last you all season long.
And these look like modifieds, like miniature modifieds almost.
They
like
do,
the UMPs, right?
And that's another thing that draws the attention on them. And the kids are loving them. I mean, they automatic start, mash the button, crank the sucker up, and it goes racing. And they are safe. They are real safe. I have some moms and dads that, oh, my God, I can't put my kids in them things.
Yeah, you can. Well,
I said, look at it. Look at it, ma'am. Oh, okay. Oh, it's got a roll cage in it. I said, yeah. So, you know, your kid is well protected in this thing. And we had a kid crash out here a couple weeks ago, and he just stove up his finger, and that's the only thing he done. You know, if y'all want to get your kids into racing, you know, hey, look at our younger kids that has moved up to the stock car racing. You know, these kids have got to start somewhere. So, hey, if you got it in your blood, it's in the family, get you a slingshot, baby.
What kind of motors do you have in those? What kind of motors here?
You got me there.
Got you again. They're fast, man.
they run off. I know they run off of alcohol. I know that. They are chain driven, and they got a big old clutch on them. But as far as telling you the type motors, if you go to slingshotwarehouse.com. Yeah, slingshotwarehouse.com, guys. I promise you, you'll find everything that you need to know. And then if you're interested in buying it, I'll be glad to put you in one. The average bid right now, I got one right now, a used one, race ready, turnkey, ready to go. It'll put you about $4,650 out the door.
That's not bad. So $4,650, you can get one of these slingshots. Really quick, we've got to go because we've got to talk a lot with NASCAR and Daytona as well. Tell me how to get to the track.
Well, you know, if you're coming from Mobile, Alabama on 65, you turn off of exit 69, turn right. Racetrack's down on the right. If you're coming from Pensacola, you just continue on 29 dead ends in the 31. Take a right on 31, go to the top of the hill. It puts you on 113. We're on the left. You can't miss us. Hey, Shriners will be back here this Monday night. We raise money for the Shriners a lot. Shriners is a good organization. Support the Shriners. They support the local community. All money raised goes to the local community here in the Escambia County area. Always appreciate your time and look forward to hearing from y'all. If y'all got any questions, call us. And we appreciate the good folks at Full Throttle Racing for putting on the talk radio show. And always good to talk with you, Kane.
Hey, I appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. You'll see me out there. I'll definitely give you a shout before we get out there. But I think we're coming Monday to see some great racing.
We'll have you on the list, Kane. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Again, NASCAR on there with Flemington Speedway. Going to be great. Now, we're going to go to NASCAR but in just a minute, but I'm excited to announce that Kane Motorsports has teamed up with Moffett Road Christian School. Now, this is for a Fill the Race Car event, collecting school supplies and toys for the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital in Mobile. It's going to be August 9th at 6 p.m. at the school, and we'll have more information on our website as soon as it's available at Kane's. That's K-A-N-E-S, warriorkids.com. We also ask other businesses and organizations to team up with us. We've got great folks like Cyclops Vapor, McDonald's, Ratty Rods of the South, all on board helping us collect school supplies. And you can drop off some school supplies at the church office at 6159 Moffett Road in Mobile, or call them at 391-4663. Heading down to Daytona. Oh, man, last night, what a wreck fest it was. We're going to talk about that. And Dustin Long live with NBC Sports. Stand by. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. And right before we bring in Dustin Long with NASCAR, I got to say thank you to the Kane Motorsports team. Everyone that's been involved with what we do, from the sponsors, including McDonald's, Half-Rez Corporation, Cyclops Vapor, getting ready for the Vaping the Coast at the Convention Center coming up July 22nd through the 24th. We'll have all the cars on display there. Pull Apart's a big part of it. Our LEDs are provided by Heritage Electrical. And then the wrap by the Hub Printing of Robertsdale. Thank you to USFD Racing, the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing does some amazing works. And again, Frank Griffith from BA Motorsports is a big part of what we do. K1RaceGear.com, and also Casp Industries, Ingersoll Racing, Coastal Traffic, Metro Glass Immobile, and Canes WarriorKids.com with Falsac Tire all get us out to the track. So we talk about tires. First of all, good morning, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Kyle Busch, let's talk about Kyle's wild ride during practice and his non-love for Goodyear. Is that a good way to put it? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, he basically did his impersonation of how you drive on the track. And, you know, that's the difference between you and Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch is a champion, and you are...
I've got a championship from Sunny South Raceway. It's
But, I mean, basically what happened yesterday in Friday morning's practice was a cut tire. Sent Kyle into the wall hard in turn two. Big damage. They've gone to a backup. When he came out of the infield care center, he talked to us, and he basically said that, you know, asked about the tire. He says he doesn't have much confidence in Goodyear's tire, and just kind of, you know, was not pleased with them. Goodyear came out and said, look, you know, the tire was cut, had a big gash, and it wasn't like it was something that was our fault. So, you know, later in the day, I talked with Kyle after he qualified and said, hey, you know, this is, I'm sure you're aware of what Goodyear said, and you had some pretty strong comments. Does that change your feeling, or how do you feel about it now? And he's like, well, he admitted that he probably was a little hard on Goodyear, but he also says there's a frustration there because he says he's had 4, 5, 6 tire issues this year, and he's not happy with that. And then also compound that with next week at Kentucky, there's going to be a different tire than what teams tested there, you know, a couple weeks ago, because when they had 14 teams in the Kentucky test on the repaved track, first time teams have been on that track, first time Goodyear's had a tire to try on that track, and they were blistering tires. So Goodyear had to change what tire they're giving teams, they're going to provide the teams, and it's a harder compound, and that just kind of changes things up. And obviously, you know, there's always challenges with repaved, and that's something Kyle did. That's why we as drivers are adamant about not repaving tracks unless you absolutely have to. And so he knows that there's some challenges that Goodyear faces, especially next week at Kentucky, but he also, he said the tire issues, so he's been frustrated about it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, he's got a backup car that's fast. Where did he qualify?
Third. I mean, I talked to him afterwards and you know, he was asked about it. You know, in the two laps or whatever he had to qualify on the car, so it felt like the car had good balance, but whether or not it's going to be good draft and pack race, that's he's got to find out later in the race. I know that's something Dale Earnhardt Jr. said to a reporter afterwards, was, Bob Fox at ESPN.com, was, and, you know, obviously, you know, we know how strong he's plate track that he spun out on his own at Daytona and Talladega and handling it. So the question there is, how good is this car for being in the pack? And Junior said essentially the same thing that Kyle Busch said. I'm going to have to be in the pack and see how it goes through the first run and see where it likes and what it doesn't like. So that, for Junior fans, it'll be something to watch. Pay attention to what he's doing, what he's able to do, maybe what he's not able to do the first part of the race.
Well, with 2 minutes left to go, sorry, we don't have a lot of time. Darrell Wallace Jr. was very critical with NASCAR officiating, saying they're Muppets. What was that about?
That's a good question. I mean, I didn't get to talk to Darrell afterwards, Bush for him afterwards. I know there was a situation on the last restart that he was penalized for not maintaining speed. I think he was behind Elliott Sadler, who was running out of gas, and I think that might have impacted him. Then he got caught in the last lap crash. So, it could have been some other things. I know you heard people complaining on the radios about NASCAR not penalizing drivers for locking bumpers, even though they said they'd do that at the drivers' meeting. So, whatever it was, he wasn't happy. He expressed himself, and we'll see what NASCAR's reaction is to that.
Well, I know we've got, like I said, just about another minute left. Tony Stewart's success, what a great run. Denny Hamlin said, no, I didn't give that race to him. But Tony has success at Daytona. I'm going to pick him as a favorite. How does he look?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way he's going to look is he just knows what he's got to do tonight. And I think, he typically runs he runs a smart, conservative race the first part, unless he can be up the front. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him run at the back until he has to get up toward the front, latter part of the race. So I think he's just going to be smart because that's the way he feels like he needs to do. I'm not worried about his position in the points, even if he gets in a crash and falls 25 points behind, because you got to look at where he is, pair it with the guys he's racing for 30th in the points to be chase eligible. He's going to be in the chase. So I think he's in good shape.
And really quick, with about 45 seconds left, talk about the helmet.
Yeah, he's basically had a guy designing a different helmet each race, and this weekend's helmet at Daytona is got it's a black helmet, and on both sides it's got an image of Dale Earnhardt Sr. with the reflector glasses, and in one of the glasses it's the checkered flag, and on the back it's got a quote from Dale Earnhardt Jr. Tony basically said, look, I told this guy I want to do anything, but you go do whatever you want to do. And Tony didn't know anything about this helmet. And when he saw it, he said he was really blown away. Dale Jr. likes it. They're going to trade helmets. That's going to be what Tony's wearing tonight. We'll go to Dale Earnhardt Jr. And the guy said, the guy who designed the helmet said, look, the Indianapolis helmet, I'm not going to tell you about, but let me just tell you this. I think he might get emotional when he sees
it. That is awesome. Dustin, thank you so much. How do we keep track of you at the track?
On Twitter, at Dustin Long, and along with my colleague Nate Ryan, at Nate Ryan, and certainly with our site, NBCSports.com/NASCAR and also the NASCAR on NBC Twitter feed.
All right, Dustin.
On NBC tonight.
Thank you, Dustin. Have a great weekend. Happy 4th.
You too.
All right, there you go. Wrapping up the show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Thank you, everybody, live, and God bless you, and love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.